do?
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care.
Braden Marks, the new pitcher, into the ballgame for the Woodchucks. The Raptors are threatening for the first time in this ballgame. Runners on second and third. Nobody out in the bottom of the eighth inning. 5-0 the score. Woodchucks leading here. Rats on WFHR. Andy Ockerman returning to you here in the broadcast booth. A chance for Wisconsin Rapids to strike for the first time in 16 innings. First pitch to Buchanan. Misses outside for ball one. Marks, a right-hander from Elkhorn, Wisconsin, and Bradley University. The 6'6 junior right-hander is working in his third game with the Woodchucks this summer. Second half edition. Last worked three innings at home against Green Bay on July 15th. The 1-0 to Buchanan. Breaking ball on the inside corner is called a strike. One hit and a run allowed. It wasn't earned for Marks back on the 15th, that being the 12-4 win for the Woodchucks. Walked one and struck out one, facing 11 hitters. 5-4 ERA and a 1-4 whip entering tonight. The 1-1 to Buchanan. Slider chasing away as Walker. This one kicking away from the catcher Hubbard, but not far enough for McGuire to break for home. Count now 1-2 on the Virginia Cavalier. For David Morrissey, 2 2/3 innings of work tonight. 4 hits allowed, no runs. He's on the hook, though, for Boston on second and McGuire on third. No walks and 3 strikeouts, 40 pitches thrown for the left-hander this evening at historic Witter Field. The 1-2 delivery coming home from Marks to Buchanan. Goes back to the slider, hit high in the air, deep left field, hooking near the line, giving Chase Webb. He makes the grab in foul territory. Both runners will tag McGuire in to score. It's a sacrifice fly on a well-tagged ball for Walker Buchanan. The Raptors are on the board for the first time in 16 innings. It is 5-1. Boston on third, one away for Landon Gaz. First outing in the Northwoods League for Marks. 2 innings of work on the road at Hare Baker Field against the Fond du Lac Duck Spiders. On July 12th, 2 innings of 3-run ball, all runs earned, gave up 4 hits, walked 1, did not collect a punch-out on the dozen hitters he faced. First delivery home on the righty-on-righty battle to Landon Gaz, in there for a called strike. Gaz has reached twice today, hit by a pitch in the second, he singled in the fourth. Last time up, a ground out to the shortstop, Vance Sheehan, in the sixth inning. Bottom third of the Rafter order, Duggar on deck, Lopez to follow. Infield in regular depth for the Woodchucks, 7 on the pitch clock, Marks set for the 0-1. Fastball pulled and misses low and away, count evening here at a ball and a strike. When we get to the top of the ninth, the 8-9-1 spots, lefty-lefty, righty will be due up for Wausau against the Rafter bullpen. Jonas St. Antoine, Samuel Fisher, and Isaac Webb. Here comes the 1-1 to the Rafter DH. Fastball yet again, a carbon copy. That one missing low and outside. Rafters now a run on 7 hits. After being shut out yesterday and blanked through the first 7 innings here tonight, they have pushed one across in the home half of the 8th. 2 balls and a strike. The right-hander marks set. The next delivery home. Slider fouled straight back by Gaz near the home plate club. Count evening, 2 balls and 2 strikes here on the UC Irvine Anteater. Marks the third pitcher used tonight, including the starter for Wausau. Rafters have used 4 total, including their starter, Matt Hurd. Here comes the 2-2. Breaking ball, running inside and hitting Gaz. He's plunked for the 2nd time tonight. And that'll put runners on the corners with one away for Wisconsin Rapids. Cashel Duggar collected a knock an inning ago, led off the 7th with a single. 1-for-3 in the contest here today is Cash. Spot here to move the deficit to just 3 runs. First delivery. That one misses inside on the left-handed hitting Duggar for ball 1. One of the count. Good lead for Gaz off first base. The next pitch, in on the hands. Duggar fouls it away down the third base side and onto the concourse. One won the count here on the Rafter backstop. Looking for a multi-run home half of the 8th inning. Long pause. Marks looks in twice, the 1-1. Duggar fouls it away, heads up near the rat trap deck down the third baseline. It is now 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 1 out. They're on the corners here in the bottom of the 8th inning. First of this home and home. One of the 4 final games we have here until the All-Star break sets in on Monday. Raptors looking to stage the comeback here tonight at Witter Field. 1-2 breaking ball from the right-hander. Marks misses down in the dirt. Same time tomorrow night, just at a different venue, Athletic Park in Wausau. 6:35 first pitch, 6:25 pregame show right here on WFHR and the end of the home and home between the Chucks and the Rats. The 2-2. Duggar throws his hands out on this one, fouls it away down the third base side. Right into the grandstands, a souvenir to a lucky Rafter fan here in attendance tonight. Once again, our biggest crowd this evening, the whiteout game. Rafters in all white uniforms, one of our 4 specialty jerseys this summer. Mid-State Technical College sponsoring tonight. A lot of people from Mid-State here in the stands. Over 1,400 in attendance at Witter Field. The next 2-2 from Marks to Duggar. Breaking ball, another one fouled away right off the netting in front of the home plate club. Cash giving a great fight here in his 4th trip to the plate here tonight. Not giving in on Marks here is Duggar. Now Kirk Schreider out of the dugout asking for time, and appears we're going to get a pinch runner in the spot of Landon Gaz. Mid at bat, Mason Onati will make the jog over to first base. Onati, some good speed on the bases here. We'll see if he is put in motion here in the home half of the 8th inning. A pretty important run is Onati over at first base. Rafters trail it by 4. Marks peers over to first. The right-hander comes set. The 2-2 again. Off-speed, missing low and away. Cash has worked a full count. Wonder if Onati's going to be put in motion here. Three, two, one out. Onati on first. Boston on third. The payoff pitch home from Marks. Onati takes off. Duggar swinging away, hits it on the ground. That's over the glove of the first baseman Pemberton into right field. Boston scores to third is Onati. The Raptors are cooking. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, it is 5-2. That's why you put Mason Onati in the ball game. Put him in motion. He never stopped around the second base bag. They remain on the corners. It is still one out for Tracer Lopez. More Roll Rats chance as we'll have a visit out to the mound here prior to the appearance against Lopez. Tracer's 0 for 3 tonight, a ground out to short in the second. He struck out swinging in the fifth and in the seventh inning. More action in the Wausau bullpen. David Morrissey line is complete here this evening. Morrissey, couple of earned runs allowing those four hits. Everything else is on Braden Marks. Some good speed with Onati on third. Lopez looking for his first hit of the night, and it could cut the deficit to just two for Wisconsin Rapids. Top of the order waiting on deck with Aiden Teal. Mound meeting adjourned. We're ready to go here in this battle between the Woodchuck reliever and the Raptor shortstop. Marks set. The first pitch, fouled straight back by Lopez. Raptors are on time with Marks here on the hill out of the bullpen. A mid-inning pitching change from Woodchuck field manager Corey Thompson. The 0-1 home, Marks working first base side of the slab. Hands at the belt buckle, rocks and fires. This one misses low and away in the right-handed batter's box. Aiden Teal on deck with a chance to yet again collect another multi-hit game. Teal's seven straight multi-hit contests. He's 1 for 3 today and 4 trips to the plate. But it's important right now with Lopez in the left-handed batter's box. The 1-1. That one misses low and inside. Tracer in the driver's seat here at 2-1. Some here we go Rats chants as well echoing out in the grandstands. A fantastic crowd here tonight to try and spark this Raptor comeback. Tying run in the box right now is Lopez, the 2-1. Swinging away, he fouls it straight back and over our press box here. Count now 2-2. Two runs put up so far in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Wisconsin Rapids enter the frame down 5-0 and hadn't scored a run since the top of the ninth inning Tuesday night in Battle Creek at MCCU Field. Looking to flip the script here tonight. The 2-2. Lopez in the air, foul territory, third base side, giving chase as Fisher out near the rat trap in the Kraft River. He lost it. The lights, it falls well left of him. Touches down foul, a new life here for Lopez. Count remains 2-2 in this battle between him and Braden Marks. Eight hits now for Wisconsin Rapids. There's a combined 18 in this ball game. Wausau leads at 5-2 if you're just tapping in here in the home half of the eighth inning. What will Lopez get here on the 2-2? A lot of left-handed hitters awaiting in the wings and up right now to face Marks. Duggar off first being held on by Pemberton, the 2-2. Breaking ball, just missing low and away. Fantastic discipline and patience from Tracer Lopez. He's worked a full count. 3-2. The payoff pitch home from Marks. Runner takes off for second. Lopez fouls it back to the netting. Duggar will have to retreat back to first base and will do the 3-2 again. High leverage spot here for Marks and the Raptors. Their biggest offensive threat in the ball game thus far. Already scoring two in this inning and they're looking to add more with just one away. Another 3-2. Marks gives a look over to first and comes set out of the stretch. The 3-2, Duggar takes off again. Lopez in the air, center field. Max Galvin chasing back. Deep in front of the warning track, he makes the catch. Duggar will have to head back to first. Coming in to score is Mason Onati. It's a sacrifice fly for Tracer Lopez. Make it a 3-run bottom of the eighth inning, 5-3 our score. Two sack flies this inning for the Raptors. It gets it back to the top of the card with Aiden Teal. Once again, Teal, my yard card pick tonight. I have the first pick in the draft, and wouldn't that be something of a game-tying homer for Teal here, but in the meantime, it'll be another mid-inning pitching change. The anticipation only builds. 5-3 the score. Corey Thompson giving another mid-inning hook here to one of his relief pitchers. We'll return in a couple minutes from historic Whitter Field, Aiden Teal, to face the new southpaw entering the contest, that being Bryce Carter for the Woodchucks. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Aiden Teal into the box. Bryce Carter from Eastern Florida State College on the mound for the Woodchucks. Another mid-inning pitching change for Corey Thompson here in the eighth inning. First pitch, breaking ball, check swing. Teal did not go around. It kicks away from Bryce Hubbard and taking second base's Cashel Duggar. 5-3 the score. Three runs put up in this inning for Wisconsin Rapids, the first of the home-and-home with the Woodchucks. Andy Ockham returning to you right here on WFHR. Teal representing the tying run in the box right now. Carter, it's his fourth outing this season, 4 2/3 innings pitched so far. 1-0 slider, misses low and away. Teal in the driver's seat here at 2 balls and no strikes. Carter yet to allow a run this season as a whip of a 1.93 entering today. His first outing here in the Northwoods League and with Wausau came here at Rapids on July 8th. 2-0 pitch, misses low and outside. A lefty-lefty battle has been worked 3-0 in favor of Aiden Teal. Inning in 2/3, a hit allowed, no runs, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, facing 10 hitters back on July 8th. That Monday night 4-2 Woodchuck win here at Whitter Field. 3-0 fastball to Teal, catches the outside corner for a called strike. It's now 3-1. Last time out at Madison, Carter worked 2 scoreless, allowed a hit in an 8-1 win at the Duck Pond. The 3-1 misses low and away for ball 4. A 5-pitch walk to Teal. The go-ahead run's going to step into the box here, and it's Jorge Degatti. Degatti, the 8th hitter into the box for Wisconsin Rapids this evening. Carter yet to work at home. 2 walks and a strikeout facing 9 Mallard hitters just a couple of days ago. His second outing at Fond du Lac on July 12th in the 9-4 win, an inning with a hit allowed, a walk on 4 batters faced. First pitch to Degatti. Missing inside, nearly hitting Jorge. Count begins 1-0. Degatti went down looking an inning ago. He's reached twice today on an error in the first and on a 7-pitch walk in the 7th. Good energy here in the grandstands. Rafters looking to strike again, the 1-0. Degatti fouls this one away down the first base side. Count evens 1-1 on the Nova Southeastern product. 9th hitter in the on-deck circle is Chris Arroyo. 2 pitching changes this inning for field manager Corey Thompson. 1-1 to Degatti, hit on a line foul down the first base side. 1-2 the count, 2 outs, bottom 8. Duggar on second, Teal on first. Rafters scoring runs this inning on a sack fly from Walker Buchanan, on an RBI single from Cashel Duggar, and a sack fly from Tracer Lopez. Bottom third, driving in two runs in this inning as the 1-2 slider from Carter misses upstairs. Can the 2024 All-Star come through and keep this inning moving? As a 2-2 count here with the southpaw Bryce Carter. Next delivery misses low and inside, blocked by Hubbard. Tagotti's worked it full. Runners will be motoring on the delivery. How about this? The grandstands continuing to echo on their feet. The 3-2 to Tagotti. Runners take off. This one fouled straight back to the netting, protecting the home plate club. Another 3-2 coming here from Carter to Tagotti. Runners will be put in motion again. Carter set third base side of the rubber. The payoff. Breaking ball hit in the air. Left field foul territory. That's going to end up in the rat trap. Heads up to those hanging out. There's a big party there tonight. Another 3-2. Good fight here from Jorge. Looking to get on base for the third time in this ball game. Royo on deck. McGuire, who led off this inning with a base hit, is to follow. Next 3-2, hit on a line center field right at Max Galvin. He will make the catch to retire the side of the rafters, send eight to the plate, and score three times. We head to the ninth here at Winter Field, 5-3 the score, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today. You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
Top 9, 8-9-1, two up for the Woodchucks against Juan Berrios. First pitch from the southpaw to Jonas St. Antoine misses upstairs for ball one. Rafters push three across on three hits and leave two on in the bottom of the eighth to make it a 5-3 ball game. Berrios is 1-0, misses upstairs, two balls, no strikes, the count now. Five runs on 10 hits and an error for Wausau, three runs on eight hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Andy Ockham rejoining you here on WFHR. Your one-stop shop for all 70 Rafter games this summer. 2-0 to St. Antoine, misses high, another heater that can't find the zone from Berrios makes it 3-0. Couple of sack flies off the bats of Walker Buchanan and Tracer Lopez, along with an RBI single from Cashel Duggar, plated those three runs in the eighth inning. 3-0 fastball right down the chute from Berrios makes it 3-1. Fisher on deck, Webb to follow. The 3-1. This one, a fastball on the outer edge, called a strike. Berrios has worked back to make it a full count. St. Antoine tonight 0 for 3, a couple of ground outs. Last time up, he flew out to right field in the sixth. The full count delivery home from Berrios. Hit on the ground, foul down the first base side. Rafters have gone Hurd, Novak, Wiesinger, and Berrios in terms of arms used tonight. Woodchucks going with White, Morrissey, Marks, and Carter. The next 3-2 from Berrios to St. Antoine. That one runs inside and it hits him. The Woodchuck DH will take his base to lead off the ninth inning. Sam Fisher's 1-for-3. A spot start for the third baseman, getting the nod in the place of Jake Berkland. We're going to get a pinch runner for St. Antoine. That's Christian Smith-Johnson heading to first base. That's important to look at, the pinch runner at first with Smith-Johnson. We'll see if he goes at any point here in the left-down-lefty battle. Berrios set. We'll have to wait first pitch to give Smith-Johnson a look over at first base. See if Christian stays in that DH spot. Just important to get speed on the bases. That's Corey Thompson looking for some insurance here in the ninth. First pitch to Fisher on the outside corner, called a strike. McGuire holding on Smith-Johnson, an 0-1 count. Fisher flew out to left field to end the sixth inning his last time up. Another pickoff move from Berrios, giving him a look over there. On deck, top of the order with Isaac Webb. He's seen Raptor pitching really well here in the last couple of weeks. Third base side of the rubber, Berrios, another pickoff move over to first. Three looks over to Smith-Johnson in this battle with Fisher. The 0-1. Runner fake steal to second. Chin music having to get out of the way of that high and in fastball as Fisher count evens a ball and a strike. Now Mike Spears will make his way out to the mound. Quick conversation here with him, Cashel Duggar, and Juan Berrios. The infield will stay back, and Max McGuire over at first is at least looking to make a walk over there. He'll retreat back. Let's look at the second half standings entering tonight's action out in the Great Lakes East. The first half champion, Rockford Rivets, at 11-5, lead the way. They're half a game up on the 11-6 Traverse City Pit Spitters. Kalamazoo at 8-8, three back, 3.5 back as well, are the 8-9 Royal Oak Leprechauns. Battle Creek's at 7-9, four out of first, and then a couple of 5-11 teams bringing up the rear that played here today in Indiana. Kenosha beating Kokomo 11-0. They entered tonight at 5-11 and 6 back. 1-1 out of the meeting to Fisher. Swung on and missed. Count now 1-2. Not much changing here in the Great Lakes West from half 1 to half 2. As mentioned, Wausau entering tonight 12-3 in the second half. They're in first place after clinching the first half of the division. 11-5 in second are the Madison Mallards. The 1-2 to Fisher in on the hands, fouled away. The Rafters are third in the division, both overall and in the second half entering today, bringing an 8-7 second half record and a 23-25 overall record to the table. They're four back in the second half of Wausau. Berrios set. Another look back to first with 10 on the pitch clock, the next 1-2. Off speed in there for a call, third strike. Berrios drops the hammer and collects his second punch out of the pen tonight. It'll bring up Isaac Webb at the top of the order. More second-half standings out of the Great Lakes West. Lakeshore 6-7, 5 out. 6-8 and second-to-last are the Rockers at 5.5 back, winning their last two ball games. And the final act, Dock Spriders, bringing up the rear 7.5 back of the Woodchucks at 5-11. If Wausau wins the second half as well, then it'll go to best overall record, that currently held by the Madison Mallards. First pitch to Webb, swinging away, pops this in the air down the first baseline in foul territory. McGuire giving chase, but he overruns it, losing it in the lights. It'll drop foul. In the Great Plains East in the second half, it's led by the Thunder Bay Border Cats at 11-5, winners of their last three. Rochester, a game back at 9-5. Duluth at 8-7 in third place, 2.5 back. Look in fourth place, that's the 6-8 Eau Claire Express, 4 behind the leader. At 6-10 and 5 back are the Waterloo Bucks. Second to last are the 5-10 La Crosse Loggers. They're 5.5 out of first, but it doesn't matter. They clinched the Great Plains East in the first half. In last place, the 1-4 traveling Minnesota Mud Puppies. They're 4.5 back of the Border Cats. Pickoff move prior to the 0-1. Smith Johnson on first. One Texas A&M Corpus Christi Islander on the bag. The other in the batter's box right now. Both college teammates with Raptors starting pitcher Maddox Thornton. The 0-1. Webb swinging away, shoots this one into right center. Closing in on the gap, it's going to drop between Arroyo and Teal. Everyone will advance a station. Smith Johnson from first to second. It is a single, three-hit game for Isaac Webb here tonight. Good speed on second and on first as well for Eddie and Espinal, who will hit from the right side for the first time tonight. Espinal 1-for-4. He singled back in the fourth inning last time up, grounded out to Max McGuire over at first base in the seventh. Berrios could just be a pitch away from getting the Raptors into the dugout if he can generate a ground ball off Espinal's bat here. Left-hander looks in the first delivery. This is up and away for ball one. Last but certainly not least, the Great Plains West second half standings. St. Cloud and Wilmar tied for the lead at 11-6 entering tonight. The Stingers did win the Great Plains West in the first half, though, so more to play for here for St. Cloud. The 1-0 home here from Berrios. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. Mankato behind the two at the top at 9-7, a game and a half back. Minot at 7-9, they're 3.5 out. Final two spots in the division, the 5-10 Badlands Big Sticks are 5 back, and the 5-11 Bismarck Larks are 5.5 out. 1-1, double steal. Duggar's going to throw down to second. It's on the other side of the bag. Everybody is safe. Called a strike there on Espinal. But there are runners on second and third with one away. Double play ball on the infield ground has been eliminated here. Chance for Espinal to drive in a couple of runs. On deck is Max Galvin. It's Hubbard to follow a couple of left-handed bats awaiting the southpaw Berrios in the wings. Infield in for the Raptors, the 2-1 pitch home. Goes off speed as Berrios. It crosses up Duggar. And because of that reception, it misses for a ball. 5-3 our score, 5 runs, 11 hits now for Wausau, 3 runs on 8 hits for the Raptors. Wisconsin Rapids plating 3 in the home half of the 8th inning. If they can hold it here, they'll bring up the 3-4-5 spots in the 9th. The 3-1 from Berrios to Espinal. Tardy on that fastball is Eddie, swinging right through it, it's a full count now. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, runners on 2nd and 3rd. A big spot here for Juan Berrios. Left-hander looks in and comes set 6 on the pitch clock. The payoff delivery. That one misses up and away for ball 4. Espinal on the bases for the second time tonight. That is a 6-pitch walk. That loads him up. Max Galvin has reached twice in this ballgame. Max singled and scored back in the 3rd. He drew a 6-pitch walk as well to lead off the 5th inning. There is action in the Raptor bullpen. A right-hander throwing down the line, but Mike Spears, Kirk Schreider agreeing to stick with Berrios, at least in this lefty-lefty battle. First pitch to Galvin. Swinging away, taps it foul right near the Woodchuck on-deck circle. Galvin's last time up, a line out to center field. Jack Wiesinger with 6-up, 6-down out of the Raptor stable tonight. That retired the side in the 7th and sent us to the stretch. Berrios, hands held high, the 0-1. That one misses down in the dirt. Nice block by Duggar to keep it in front of him. Count evens 1-1. See what Galvin gets here on the 1-1. One set. The next pitch home. Tap foul again by Galvin. Berrios went heater, and he's ahead now at a ball and two strikes. Berrios looking for the K or a ground ball, nothing else. Tough spot to work in here for the southpaw. A 1-2 delivery coming here to Max Galvin. Off speed, check swing. Did he go around on the appeal? No, says Nick Hudlow out in the field. The count evens 2-2 on the Oklahoma State Cowboy. Boos ringing out here in the Winterfield Grandstands. They're after faithful, not in agreeance on that call from the combination of Hudlow and the home plate umpire and crew chief Brett Mile. Berrios 2-2, nowhere to put Galvin the next delivery. This one ripped on the ground over to second. Boston gloves to second one. Lopez to first. Not in time. Galvin beats it out. A run comes in to score on the 4-6 fielder's choice. It is 6-3 Woodchucks. Galvin motoring down the line. Narrowly beats out the throw. Webb to third. In to score is Smith Johnson. And the Woodchucks have it back at a 3-run lead. Sixth hitter up in the inning is Bryce Hubbard. As a runner in scoring position to work with when two away. First delivery from Berrios to Hubbard. Swinging away, fouls it away down the left field line. One of the couple of Raptor home games they're going to get here in a two-week stretch. Going to have to put together a comeback in this ninth inning to send the Winterfield faithful home happy. 0-1 on the outside corner, called a strike. A delayed steal. Galvin trying to be hung up between first and second. Raptors are just going to give him the bag. No balls, two strikes on Hubbard. Runners on second and third. A payoff delivery and a big pitch coming here from Juan Berrios. Left-hander set. Rocks and fires a breaking ball in there for a called third strike. Berrios allows a run here in the ninth. Six set to the plate for Wausau. It's time to pump it up in a comeback fashion here from Winterfield. 6-3 the score. 4-5-6 to up, or I should say 3-4-5. Arroyo, McGuire, Boston. Right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Chris Arroyo to lead off the bottom of the ninth for the Raptors. Bryce Carter back to the hill for Wausau. First pitch to Arroyo, misses low and outside for ball one. 6-3 the score here at historic Winterfield. Andy Ockham returning to you here in the Winterfield press box. The 1-0 pitch misses downstairs from the southpaw, count now 2-0. Six runs, 11 hits, and an error for the Woodchucks. Three runs on eight hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 3-0, now the count as that fastball misses up and in on Arroyo. Chris tonight, 0-for, and as it reached, last went down swinging in the seventh. 3-0 to Arroyo on the inside corner, called a strike. Raptors plating all three of their runs in the eighth inning, couple sack flies and an RBI single. Wausau scoring two in the second and three in the third. The 3-1. Fastball, outer edge, called a strike. Carter's worked it full. McGuire on deck. Boston's spot is to follow. Saw Grayson Schaefer grabbing a bat earlier in the inning, though. The 3-2 misses down to the dirt for ball four. Arroyo, a six-pitch walk. He's on the bases here to lead off the inning. One more added in the top half of this inning from Wasoff, one, Berrios. Max Galvin beating out a 4-6 fielder's choice. Would have been an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play, and in turn would have had Berrios work two scoreless out of the stable here tonight. McGuire singled to lead off the eighth inning. Later came in to score. He's 1-for-4 this evening. First pitch to Max, swing and a miss. Carter ahead 0-1. Pemberton leading off first. The 0-1. That one misses upstairs. Count evens 1-1. One one the count. Next delivery. Wire fouls it straight back. Now two strikes here on the Rafter first baseman. Second straight game played in for Max after he was not with the team for the first three games of the Michigan trip. Went 0-for-4 last night in Battle Creek. Looking to collect a multi-hit game here this evening and keep the line moving here in the ninth at Witter Field. 1-2. This one hit in the air, shallow right field. Drawing out is Espinal coming in. Deering, it is the right fielder, Austin Deering, to make the catch for the first out of the inning. It'll be Trotter Boston into the box, out of the five spot. He has reached three times today and has a multi-hit game. Couple of doubles for the Tabor College Blue Jay. He now has 9 two-baggers on the season. Doubled and scored an inning ago. Also doubled in his first trip to the plate in the second inning. First pitch to Trotter Boston. Ground ball down the first baseline. That one is foul. Boston, one of the few guys on the team that goes country with his walk-up music. Some Luke Combs action for Trotter. Talked to him about it on the road trip. Said he just likes to have more relaxed vibes when he steps up to the plate at home. As he lasers that 0-1 delivery foul down the first baseline, counting out 0-2 on Boston. The 0-2 to Boston here in a lefty-on-lefty battle. Carter said he rocks and fires. This one misses up and in on a heater. Trotter having to back out of the way of that one. Buchanan on deck. It'll be a favorable matchup for Walker when he steps into the box. Powerful right-handed bat against a slider-heavy southpaw. 1-2 to Boston, chasing away in the dirt on that breaking ball. He's down swinging for the second out of the inning. Rafters down to two outs here in the bottom of the ninth. Tying run in the on-deck circle being Mason Onati. It'll bring Walker Buchanan to the dish. Buchanan drove in the first run of the ballgame for the Rafters an inning ago on a sack fly. First pitch to Buchanan, swinging away, hits this one in the air, right center field. Deering closing in on the gap. The park will hold it in, and he'll make the grab to end the ballgame. Bryce Carter collects the save here tonight, issues a leadoff walk in the ninth inning. 6-3 the final, 6 runs on 11 hits and an error for the Woodchucks, 3 runs on 8 hits, and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be back here in about 4 or 5 minutes for your official postgame show of Rafter Baseball right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My money tip today? Never make a major purchase based solely on the monthly payment number. You know, whether it's like a splurge buy now, pay later thing that you think, well, maybe that is possible. Or a car payment that kind of sort of fits in your budget if you look at it sideways. It's super tempting to be optimistic, I know. Whenever I want something, I think, I could probably make that work. But that can lead to a world of financial trouble down the road. So before you buy anything with a monthly payment, make sure you consider the long-term implications. Like, is this really in the budget, including your savings goals? When you can, I recommend waiting a couple of days before you buy something big. And of course, checking it against your budget. This is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Until next time, take good care.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades and simply just their well-being.
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Final score here tonight from Witter Field, the Wausau Woodchucks 6 and the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors 3. 6 runs, 11 hits, an error, and 6 left on for Wausau. 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 12 left on for Wisconsin Rapids. Andy Ockham back with you here in the Witter Field press box. An unfortunate start to this home-and-home series with the Wausau Woodchucks. Wisconsin Rapids now falling to 1 win and 8 losses against Wausau on the season. Scoring in tonight's game got started in the top of the second inning for the visitors, a two-run home run off the bat of the six-hole hitter and right fielder Austin Deering. His first of the season, took it the other way, clearing the left field wall to make it 2-0 Woodchucks. They added three more in the third, and it was a 5-0 ball game until we got to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Raptors showing some fight, scoring for the first time since the top of the ninth inning at Battle Creek on Tuesday night. They went 16 straight innings. They were shut out last night, and they were shut out through seven frames here this evening. Leadoff single from Max McGuire and a double from Trotter Boston set the tone. Walker Buchanan drove in the game's first run for the home team on the sac fly. RBI single from Cashel Duggar and another sac fly from Tracer Lopez made it just a two-run ball game. Wausau added one in the top of the ninth after a hit-by-pitch to Jonas St. Antoine led off the frame and ended up being on a 4-6 fielder's choice with runners on the corners and one away. Max Galvin, the center fielder and three-hole hitter for Wausau, beating out a potential inning-ending double play that plated another run for the Chucks. 1-2-3 in terms of how the Raptors went down after a leadoff walk was issued to Chris Arroyo in the ninth inning. And that's all she wrote in this ballgame. Once again, two in the second, three in the third, one in the ninth for Wausau. All three Raptor runs in this ballgame coming in the bottom of the eighth inning. Matthew Hurd got the start and the loss tonight for Wisconsin Rapids, going three innings, allowing seven hits, five runs, all of which were earned. For a second straight start, he did not walk a hitter, and he struck out three on 57 pitches. From there, some fantastic work from the Raptor stable tonight. Josh Novak, the right-hander from Division II Hillsdale College, in his Northwoods League and Wisconsin Rapids debut, tossed two scoreless, allowed two hits, walked one, struck out three on 39 pitches. From there, Jack Wiesinger faced six hitters, went six up, six down in the sixth and seventh innings through 33 pitches, did not allow a hit, and struck out two. Juan Berrios, as mentioned, allowed that run in the ninth inning on two hits. He threw two frames, walked one, struck out three on 43 pitches. Caleb White got the win tonight, improving to 4-3 on the season. The right-hander threw 96 pitches in 4 1/3 innings. He allowed three hits, no runs, while walking one and striking out four. From there, it was David Morrissey for 2 2/3. You got Braden Marks as well, 2/3 of a frame, and Bryce Carter collecting the three outs in the ninth inning, and he came in as well to get the final out in a clutch situation in the eighth. Carter getting the save. Time of the game here tonight, 3 hours and 7 minutes. A packed house at Witter Field, our largest attendance of the season, 1,424 strong. 75 degrees and sunny at the time of first pitch. Once again, final box score tonight, 6 runs on 11 hits and an error for Wausau while leaving 6 on the bases. Wisconsin Rapids collecting 3 runs on 8 hits, no errors, and leaving 12 on. We're back here on WFHR tomorrow night in Wausau, 6:35 first pitch, wrapping out the home-and-home series between these two teams. It'll be the 10th time they play each other this season. You can catch a 6:25 pregame show right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media apps. Thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Raptor Baseball. As always, signing off here in the Winterfield Press Box, I'm Andy Yockum. We will catch you tomorrow night for more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball.
You've been listening to Raptor Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Going on, it was just fabulous to hear and learn about what they're doing up there. One of the things that we visited is their buffalo herd, which is growing every year. For lunch, they served us kind of like a buffalo sloppy joe sandwich, which was absolutely delicious. So we went out and visited the Tatanka, and then they took us on a tour of their wild rice beds. These are cultivated wild rice beds. Red Lake doesn't have the kind of lakes and the ecosystem that most of the other tribes in northern Minnesota have. you know, wild, wild rice. And so they've been able to work with the University of Minnesota to create cultivated wild rice beds. And again, very fascinating to see how they've been able to manage that for their community, but also as a commodity to sell and bring in dollars to their tribe. We also spoke about a little bit about the bill that I'm carrying to return the entirety of Red Lake to the tribe. That is one of those situations where when the folks in Washington, D.C. were negotiating the land resettlement and land allotment and all of those things, the tribes did not agree to giving up any portion of Red Lake, either the northern or the southern part of Red Lake. Yet when it came back as federal law, the federal government had lopped off the top third of the upper lake and made it available to the state as well as to individuals to own. And the tribe wants to have the control of the entire lake, both pieces of the lake, in order to manage it, to be the best steward that they can to those lakes. They're very concerned that the DNR is not managing the possibility of invasive species coming into that lake. It's an incredible walleye. It's like one of the best walleye lakes here in Minnesota. And so we get fishermen from all over the place who come up and want to get their boat in that lake, and they're supposed to decontaminate the boat before they put it in there because of the different species that are invasive. And that's just not happening. The DNR doesn't have enough people to manage that. And the tribe feels like, of course, it's their lake. It's a sacred lake to them, and they want to have it back to manage. So we've got a bill to do that. And then yesterday, I visited up to Leech Lake, again in northern Minnesota, for this time a joyful celebration in that they also were returned to them. I think it's 1,200 acres of land that had been erroneously taken from them by mistake. By the federal government, and they've been working for decades to get this land, the Chippewa parkland wooded area, back. And fortunately, we have some champions at the federal level. Senator Tina Smith worked very hard on getting that returned to the tribe, as well as my congresswoman Betty McCollum. Both of them were true champions at the federal level to get those lands back. And yesterday it was official. So both of them were there to celebrate. Our Lieutenant Governor, Peggy Flanagan, a couple of the other federal folks who represent Minnesota were there, as well as our state representatives, Heather Keeler and Leish Koslowski. So it was a great day to be in community, to be with the leaders, and to celebrate the return of those lands. And I think a lot of people are nervous about us working on that land back, but we're not going to end anytime soon. So I think I am done here, but just want to say have a great weekend, everybody. Wopi Latonka, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, State Representative, or State Senator. She used to be State Representative. Mary Kunish, what an awesome job, and we really appreciate her bringing in this information.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning on Up North News Radio, we'll assess where the presidential election goes from here, and we'll talk to Dan Schumacher about baseball back in action after the All-Star break.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.